It is 4:49 at 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Washington Times sports columnist Dan Daly. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing good, Andy.
Good. Will we ever see the old Tiger again? That's what you see when you pick up the sports section of today's Washington Times. And I got to tell you, I really thought he was on the way back after that victory. What was it, at the Chevron event back in December? But evidently, yep, that's not the case.
Well, he played well a few weeks ago in the Middle East. He played a European Tour event in Abu Dhabi, and had a shot to win, went into the final day, tied for the lead, ended up finishing tied for third. But he just had trouble, continuing trouble, putting four really solid rounds together. Sometimes it's been his tee to green play, other times it's been his putting. And in particular, when he's had an opportunity, and this goes back a couple of years now, even pre-injuries for him, he's just had trouble finishing off tournaments, and that used to be his strength.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was Mr. Confidence for so many years. He was very, very good for the game, obviously. The game was in weakened condition. He drives the television ratings through the roof. Yeah. He used to exude this confidence and pull off miraculous shots to win tournaments. And people, I guess, have just learned to expect that from him. Puts a lot of pressure on him. Obviously, he's got some personal issues he's dealing with, you know, big-time personal issues. And I'm just wondering, like you, if he'll ever get it back. I mean, how old is he?
36. I think that's the thing that startles people as much as anything. We all know that nothing's forever. But they weren't prepared for it to end with Tiger quite as soon as it did. Now, his last major win was 4 years ago at 32.
Mm-hmm.
And his last PGA Tour win of any kind was a couple of years later at 34. So that's a little early to be starting to think about the senior tour for a guy like Tiger.
No kidding.
But, you know, it's funny. If you look over the course of history, the guys who burn brightest when they've been really young have tended to flame out earlier, too. Jack Nicklaus was pretty successful for a long time, but he really didn't do a whole lot after the age of 40. That win that everybody remembers at the Masters in 1986 when he was 46, that was a real departure for him. He really wasn't playing that well at that stage of his life. And maybe that's what's going to happen with Tiger. Maybe he's just going to be one of these guys who by his mid-30s, we've seen the best of him.
You know, it really was, it was strange watching Mickelson on Sunday just crushing Tiger Woods. I mean, he made Tiger look like a tour rookie.
Yep. And, of course, it used to be just the opposite.
Yes, of course.
A decade ago. You know, when they would play together, it would be Phil who would be a little anxious, a little off of his game. You know, Tiger, when it would be going head-to-head on the final days of tournaments, would usually come out ahead. But we haven't seen that in the last few years. And, you know, a lot has happened around Tiger, obviously. I mean, he's had his personal issues, but he's also just kind of thrown away a lot of people who had a certain amount to do with his success. He's gotten rid of coaches, swing coaches and so forth, Butch Harmon. He's gotten rid of a caddy who was with him for a long time, Stevie Williams.
Yeah.
So a lot has changed around him, and you wonder how that all plays into it, too.
What about the change in his swing? He tries to reinvent himself every couple of years when it comes to a swing. To me, that's a little abnormal. Maybe it's something, I guess, he has to do because of his physical condition. He's had his share of injuries.
Right. I think that's been part of it. I think the other thing is just that he's such a perfectionist. He always feels like there might be a better way to do it. And he's smart enough to realize that if you're standing still, maybe you're falling behind too.
Yeah.
As much success as he's had, I don't know that this swing change is necessarily the issue with him. I mean, if you look, especially with the issues he had on the putting green on Sunday, you wonder if he's just, I mean, if nerves are playing into this now. It's happened to plenty of golfers. They've just lost the ability to putt. We saw it with Johnny Miller. We saw it with Tom Watson at a slightly later age. Maybe Tiger's going to be one of those golfers.
Man, I hope not. You know, I mean, I as a golfer, not a very good one, but as a golfer, I have loved watching this guy in these tournaments. And, you know, despite all of his, his personal problems, and all of the things that he brought upon himself, I for one would like to see the guy return to the top. I don't know if that's ever going to happen or not. I put it this way. I'm probably like you. I wouldn't be surprised if he continues this fade away. But by contrast, I wouldn't be surprised that if he won again and won a major again. It's kind of it's kind of weird to be on the fence like that.
Right, exactly. And I think part of it is just the fact that he's always been a guy who has shown us things we've never seen before.
Yeah.
And you know, coming back from all of this, what's gone on in his life these last few years, you say, boy, for most golfers, you say, boy, that's really tough. I'm not sure if he can do something like that. But it's so difficult with a guy like Tiger to say anything is impossible.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. He'll be coming to town here in a couple of months, right?
Yeah, he'll be here tail end of June for the AT&T National at Congressional, and we'll have had a number of other events under his belt by then. It'll be interesting to see where he is. I noticed today he'd added a tournament down in Florida, a Honda Classic during the Florida swing that he doesn't ordinarily play. So it may be that he's come around to the idea that he has to play his way out of this, that he just has to play more, and hopefully he'll get back on track that way.
You know, that's something very good, I think, because he's sort of, you know, and you know how it is. I mean, the guy's winning. It was tough to knock him, but he really had cut down to almost a bare-bones schedule, and it was sort of depressing for the golf fan who really likes to watch him.
Right. He limited himself on the U.S. tour to probably 18 events or so. He might have bumped it up a little bit when they started that whole FedEx playoff thing. He was kind of required at the end of the year to play in a bunch of events to qualify for that. But, he became such a brand, and it became so important on the business side of things for him to be an international player, to play in Europe, to play in Asia. And obviously, when you do that, you can only spread yourself so thin, and it meant that he wasn't going to be as visible in the U.S. market as some people would have wanted.
Yep. Great column. Appreciate you joining me this afternoon, Dan. Will we ever see the old Tiger again? It's front page of the sports section of the Washington Times. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Andy.
See you. Dan Daly of the Washington Times.